It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Paramedics in Denver say heat is a key factor in a record number of calls. Denver Health's paramedic division says in the first half of June, it responded to 29 heat-related calls. That's way above the entire month of June for 2019, says Lieutenant Lindsay Sella.
Last week, we had our busiest week on record ever for the paramedic division. We believe wholeheartedly that a large part of that was due to the heat wave that came through.
Heat-related illness often happens while working or recreating outside. The signs include cramps, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness, along with dehydration.
Over time, though, you may become confused, even lose consciousness. So these are things to keep an eye on in yourself and in those around you.
She says her best advice is to seek shade and drink plenty of water. The Redline Contemporary Arts Center in Denver has a new public art project. Here's CPR arts and culture reporter Monica Castillo.
Denver is one of three national sites that will host a new public art installation presented by the Familias Separadas Project. It was started by artist Michelle Angela Ortiz to raise awareness about undocumented families. Ortiz's 20-foot-high portrait spotlight the experiences of three local undocumented residents and can be seen outside the walls of the Red Line Contemporary Art Center. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
A federal public lands bill that would protect about 400,000 acres across western Colorado is getting support from federal land management agencies. Both the Bureau of Land Management and the National Forest Service testified on behalf of the CORE Act in a Senate subcommittee Wednesday. Deputy Director Chris French says the Forest Service is excited about one provision in particular, the first ever National Historic Landscape designation for Camp Hale.
We're working with some veterans groups right now. We know we need to expand that even further. And so we're actually excited by the approach that we can take on this.
Camp Hale near Leadville was a high-altitude training site for soldiers in World War II. This is CPR News.